Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Thanks for being here, WTIC. Brian is next. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Todd. Just before the break, you were saying that equity is not defined anywhere. Our vice president has done us the courtesy of defining equity and comparing it to equality. So she takes the example of two people climbing a mountain. And in equality, they start out together, but one of them may have problems that the other one doesn't. So the one without the problems gets to the top of the mountain first. Equity means they both get to the top of the mountain together.
Well, that's wonderful if she's articulating that, because that's patently anti-American, anti-democratic, and anti-capitalist. So she's confessing to equity being a policy of hate and rebellion. And that's wonderful for us to have on paper or on tape if we have it on tape.
I think she has it on her website.
Ah, nice place for it to be.
Yeah.
The Kamala Harris I Hate America website. IHateAmerica.org. That should be their domain, don't you think? All right. Is that all you wanted us to know, Brian?
That's all I wanted you to know. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for that. Good to hear from you. Mark in Watertown. Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd. You know, you always talk about the left. Well, I think I know what the left is, but what is the right? And is Senator Mitch McConnell a good leader? Could you explain what the right is?
Well, the right is a political organization that has political values that it once in a while supports and pushes for. But the reason I am more of a Republican than a Democrat is because Republicans support business and capitalism, and somewhat they support smaller government. But if your default is that rich people get to keep their money and that corporations get to grow and that taxes are lower, you've made a better, healthier America automatically.
Okay. And I feel that, you know, even though I'm just a worker, I shouldn't attack the corporation because the corporation provides my job. I just want a piece of the pie. And if the CEO is making millions and whatever, that's okay. If I can make my 50 or 150,000 in the corporation, then I'm happy. And I think people should be able to etch out a living when they're working for a good corporation.
No, you're absolutely right, though. But the distinction you make is a really important one, and we'll talk more about it after we get ourselves a traffic update.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, it's WTIC. What are we doing here? We are talking about issues that are important. We were talking about the American system of government, the greatest thing ever created. Mark, are you still there? Because you could finish up that point if you are.
Yes. I just wanted to know if there are any good good leaders, like Senator Mitch McConnell. Is he a good leader? And when you talk about...
I think Mitch McConnell is a good leader, yes.
Oh, that's great. I really mean that. And when you talk about capitalism, you're kind of like talking about economics. And that's not an exact science. But I'm a moderate, and I am a capitalist because I feel that capitalism is the best way to go. But if you look at capitalism as a ice cream cone, and you have an all-vanilla ice cream, that's like unadulterated capitalism. That's no good. We need antitrust. And we need like truck and swirl in there. Social program. But
I can't. Well, I have to beg to differ with you, Mark. I don't know how that could be unadulterated capitalism. There would never be unadulterated capitalism that only offered vanilla ice cream. Capitalism is about offering 35 flavors and being the dominant player in the market because all those flavors are so good. But then somebody else comes along and says, you know what, if I make ice cream out of this old-fashioned, low-yield ice cream maker that uses ice to chill and doesn't add a lot of air to the ice cream, I could make a dense, rich, beautiful product, and people would give up on that big chain that had 35 flavors. And you know what? These kinds of turbulence happen all the time in the marketplace. There is no such thing. There is no model that you can show me where vanilla is the only ice cream. That could only happen in an authoritarian country.
Yeah, I like that analogy. It's very good. But what my point was by having that chocolate swirl in there is like there should be a little socialism involved with the capitalism. So we have things like Social Security. I know some people think that's terrible, but a lot of people are on Social Security and they think they're lucky stars that they have it. Now, Social Security was originally meant for people that retired. Then it expanded and expanded, and it cost quite a bit of money because, like, quite a people are getting checks now. But they contributed to it, and the politicians ruined it by taking money out of it for this, taking money out of it.
All right, so Mark, that's the right point. The politicians ruined it. And this is the education I'm getting from Connecticut. I've done talk radio for a long time, but I've never done it in a state as corrupt and ruined by political corruption and greed. The only greed I've ever seen that I look at and say, wow, how heinous is that, is what politicians do. So the trouble is when you make an argument about some big government program, for me, I've reached the point where I have no tolerance, zero tolerance for political plunder. And that's what the political machines do. They steal money big time. They make policy based on their needs for their electoral schemes. And they are hateful. They are purveyors of hate when it comes to protecting our freedoms, which is all government is supposed to do in our system, is protect the freedoms of the people. Well, the most essential freedom is that we get to keep our own money, make our own beds, and then sleep in it. So I don't like when I hear, I like your calls, Mark, and I like you've called two consecutive days now. It's been good. And it's really helpful because what I hear you do is make a good point. And then you veer off to a point that I don't think is a good point. I don't think is one that you've thought of yourself, but is instead one that you're repeating that you've been told through the years. We've been told a lot of lies about the beauty of socialism. Over the last, FDR became president, what, 80 plus years ago? 90 plus years ago. And we've been, for the last 100 years, they've been selling us communism and socialism, and they dress it up as something pretty, but it's not pretty. Even the communists in China realized that the only way to save China and make it a great country was to adopt capitalism. Now, their form of capitalism is an oppressive capitalism. That is, They want there to be freedom with regard to doing business and generating income and ideas so that the state can take all the money and tell everybody what to do. And now they're building a machinery of spying and control and information gathering on their own citizens so they can control everything they do. And they think they're going to have a successful country over the long run by being an oppressive capitalist country. Now, I don't see how you can do that over the long term. Yeah, you can have some good years when you're taking off, when you've got the cheapest labor on the planet. And you don't have to out-innovate everybody because you can steal the ideas of countries like the United States because the labor's so cheap that we've been stupid enough to just let them steal it all. But eventually, the Chinese will lose the ability to generate the creative ideas necessary to maintain a dominant economy over the long term. That's how I look at it, because it takes freedom of thought, the free exchange of ideas. It takes a liberty-based system to succeed over the long term economically, because the economy is the ultimate expression of liberty. Capitalism is an expression of liberty, and electoral politics is an expression of liberty, only from maximizing the crowdsourcing opportunities of the masses. Can we have a good electoral system and a great economy? So we've got to figure out a way to undo the stranglehold that socialism has on us already. Our education system is no good because of the socialism. We need to get free of that. We need to have a market-driven education system so that we can have a vibrant system of education that educates kids beautifully and wonderfully and powerfully. 860-522-9842. That's my feeling anyway. Don't forget, we've got the rant line coming up in about 45 minutes. 860-751-4698. Get us your rant, please. Here's your weather forecast. After we get through this beautiful afternoon tonight, cloudy with occasional rain and drizzle down to 62 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be humid with a brief shower or two and some wind in the afternoon, mid-70s. And then on Thursday, you'll see a shower in spots in the morning, and then it'll be breezy and humid with rain possible in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, in the upper 70s. Humidity coming back for a little taste of summer, just as summer hits its official end. Right now, we've got a temperature of 73 at WTIC. So if you get these principles down, You've got to build your political opinions on principles. And there's principles are really simple. We are here for freedom. America is a nation about freedom. What does that mean? It means government only has the responsibility and only has the power so that it can protect our rights. Government has no rights. We have the rights. Government works for us. We make the rules according to the basic principles that are laid out in the Constitution and the founding documents. It's really simple if you follow that. Then you don't have to wonder about, oh, is Social Security a good thing? Should I let the government decide to put money away for me so I can have 12 weeks off if I have a family member who's got a medical emergency? No, you would never agree to that. Why would anyone agree to let the government take your money away so they can give it back to you if something bad happens? That's craziness. And if you don't understand the craziness of just on a financial level, that you wouldn't want to trust government with the money, because look what government is doing to the state workers in the state of Connecticut. They have failed for decades to put away the money that they're obligated to put away contractually on behalf of state workers. How is that a compassionate organization? How is that something you can depend on? How are you better off putting your money in the hands of thieves and plunderers? It's craziness. 860-522-9842. Yeah, I don't care. I'll repeat it up and down the street as much as it needs to be repeated. because I think that eventually, I think it takes time. What are you smiling at, Anthony? Anthony's giving me this little smile. What is it?
I don't know. It's just funny. It's funny that you say that because you know Republicans will never actually support that because they want tax money.
Support what?
They're not. They're never going to have that ideal. They'll have the ideal and the face of small government as they do now, but they still are part of the entire scheme, the game that takes all our money and, you know, monopolizes power. Like, I don't think that will ever happen unless we somehow mobilize a third party, which I think needs to happen, but it's hard.
I think the only way to effectively do it is for us to pressure. You pressure your party. You elect your people, and then you force them to be what they're supposed to be. Politicians automatically want to cheat the edges, and you can't give up the edges if you want to have your political philosophy win. Like the left, the extreme left is really smart. They hate America. They want communism. They fight for it viciously. They want it 100%. Did you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at that party the other night with the white gown on, and it said tax the rich on her butt?
The Met Gala.
Now, there's something about her political philosophy, her communism, being written right there, the slogan on her ass. That just makes perfect sense.
Among millionaires.
That's where it belongs. What is it?
Among millionaires. At one of the most affluent events in the entire world.
But she wrote her philosophy right where it belongs, on her butt. Because that's where she found it. So that's where it should be written. Everyone's all upset. AOC, she's in ethical trouble because she took something for free. No, she just wore it for the night. She'll give it back. Calm down. The beautiful thing is that she had it where it belongs, right there on her rare end, so she could sit on it. Hey, AOC, go sit on that communism. Taxing the rich, blaming the productive class for the failures of government is a game that the big government crowd has been playing forever.
Let's put down our pearls and our champagne, and let's talk about taxing the rich.
There's nothing wrong with pearls and champagne. And by the way, everybody should pay their fair share. Figure out how much the government should cost to run, divide it by the number of people in the government, send everybody their fair share. Oh, they talk about fair share all the time. If you actually define fair share in a fair way, nobody likes it. Why should you pay more because you made more? That's not right. When you go out to dinner, do you have them prorate the tab because you earned more money than everybody else? No, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to pay the cost of the services provided. 860-522-9842. Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? Mark Christopher is in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. He awaits our attention so he can fill us in on the ride home, which he is an expert at. He is the best at. He is magnificent. He doesn't even have to put any slogans on his butt. Mark.
It is wide enough, though. There's a lot of space to sell there. No question about that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's List. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Okay, it's WTIC on a Tuesday afternoon. As summer winds down and frigid air occupies the space, we go to Justin.
Hey, Todd. You know, when you're talking about big government before, it just reminded me of just how much in collusion the banks are with the various parties and sections of the government, with them now wanting to monitor all transactions of $600 and above.
Yeah, I don't even know how, like, one of the things with surveillance like that, I don't understand, what do you do with all this information?
Well,
what do you do with this data?
I think generally you mine it, and what you do is you keep it. It's a leverage operation, if you want to look at it that way. It's a leverage operation. They don't need
it. So how's the scheme work? Lay it out for us.
Yeah, they're just going to play it out, see how it goes. You know, and if they ever need dirt on you or whoever, you know, maybe there's undeclared sources of income going into your bank account, you know, and you run for office. And they can, you know, casually leak it amongst their friends.
Well, they could just make that up, though.
Sure.
They don't even need the reality.
Don't forget, Australia just signed with that security law that allows them to alter any electronic intercept. In other words, they can make things up.
Well, so nothing is changing in the digital world, except that all this will be happening a lot faster and more secretly, and
don't forget, the banks want this. They lobby the government for this.
You can't blame them.
No, well, the government's their real customer. That's who they, you know, when they go to the discount window for their interest-free cash, which used to be shameful, but now is basically just what they do every day.
If you think about this in a larger scheme, Justin, if you think about technology and what it's doing, how does the world as we know it survive?
Well, the whole point is to kill the old world and institute something new. So I guess the world you knew is being fed poison on purpose.
Yes, but what's the new one? I don't know how the new one survives.
The new one is the new one's their form of world communism. You know, build back better, the Great Reset. You know, or when they occasionally allow themselves to say the New World Order and be, you know, it's that. It's sort of, you know, it's what George Soros wants. It's this. It isn't perfect by any means, even in their own minds, because they don't know what to do about China. Much less India, but they have at least in the West, of a world communism. You know, they look at it like 1984, frankly.
Justin, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. There is no such thing as freedom if we have everything surveilled and everything known by computers and everything right there at the keyboard of the government to see and to witness. Did you want me to go early, or was that just...
No, you didn't need to. I realized I did it a little early. Sorry.
All right. I don't blame you for being excited. When Mark Christopher is coming, everybody gets excited. Mark is in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center with the latest on your ride home. There we go. At the
They're
right
so excited.
Time, after he's had his stretch.
Yeah. The protest starts. The signs come out, and the big march.
That's
when
right.
I come around, all the protesters are so excited to see me. It's usually not that friendly.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Here come old Flat Top. 860-522-WTIC. So how far out? About 20 minutes. 25 minutes we get the rants going. I'm going to play a few. Every once in a while I like to dive into the rants. Now that we've had over a year of rants, well, now it's like, now it's like 15 months of rants. So I like to go back into the archives and pull some out. It's kind of fun to do. And I want to encourage people who are doing production. This is for our Friday last hour feature called Order Up, our food hour. And this is produced. This is produced by, and I don't know if it's a husband-wife team. I forget. Boyfriend-girlfriend. But they have created their own little production to compete with Anthony's. I think they thought Anthony's was not adequate, and they decided to do their own. So I can respect that. Anthony's a little shaken, but I can respect it.
It's Friday, so...
No, that's you. That's the wrong one. Do you have theirs? Can you play it? I don't know where theirs is.
I have it in my email. Well, hold on. It's Friday, so it's time for...
Order up!
See, Anthony did pretty well there because he got this sequence. We got that exciting feature that's like TV when the weather is flying into the screen.
Order up!
Then the effect.
On the Todd Feinberg Show.
Nice energy there. So we had some listeners who made their own version of that, which Anthony will find, and then we will play it for you. And then the next thing I wanted to present to you is that they're reporting from the New York Times and elsewhere on the drone attack that we made on the... Have you followed this story at all, the drone attack in Afghanistan? That was supposedly... It was supposedly an attack on militants, but it turned out not to be, despite the lies, the standard lies from the U.S. government and such. Did you find it, Anthony? Is that why I'm hearing noises? No? Okay. So the story is riveting and agonizing to
WTRC.
Hear just how... Anthony, turn off your intercom there. Anthony. It's so horrible to hear how America behaved. And the way we do war now. It's so despicable. It's unavoidable, I think, but it's so despicable the way war works. It's so despicable the way war is done now. The idea that people would sit in a trailer somewhere and just push buttons to kill people. And it's so lazy and so inhumane. We've got to dive into it a little bit. But Pat Sasser is joining us now. Is he joining us now? on WTIC. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's nice to have you on. So you are, of course, the founder of NotesHolesCT.org, and you are a big supporter of Ryan. Whenever I say Ryan, I want to say Seacrest, but Ryan Fazio, the newly elected Fairfield County State Senator. That's exciting. You were a big supporter of his. Tell us why you did that, by the way. Why were you so excited about him?
So I actually, when he ran first time last year, I was actually on his campaign team. I had first gotten to know Ryan actually during the No Tolls movement. That's where I had first met him. He showed up to one of the rallies that I held in Stanford early on. And then just kind of got to know him and recognized that, you know, he's got a great ability to understand the issues. He knows how to articulate the issues. So when he ran last year, I was one of the senior advisors, you could say, on his campaign and helped him out, and we came extremely close. And then when the seat opened up, he actually asked me to be his campaign manager. So I actually ran his campaign and used a lot of the techniques and things that we did during the No Tolls movement, the grassroots efforts, and we, you know, used that for the campaign, and lo and behold, we were successful. So Ryan's a great guy. I look forward to watching him during the sessions when those begin. Unfortunately, of course, you know, we have a special session coming up at the end of this month, the next week, where King Ned wants to extend his powers, which is absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, I you know, am proud of him and, you know, look forward to some great work that he's going to do.
Well, it's unusual for somebody to have a an entree into politics. Your first political action was getting involved in the anti-toll movement, and you've been enormously successful. You were and continue to be enormously successful in that. And that was kind of a beginner's luck thing, some people might have said. But then you went and supported a guy for a state senate who was a new, who you just told, I didn't know, he just showed up to a No Tolls thing. So his political career is a year and a half old, and he's already holding a state senate seat. You've got some kind of success infection that we have to figure out how to bottle.
Well, I have to come clean, though. I have to be honest that I have had some experience in the past with local campaigns, some mayoral races in Stanford. I helped an individual early on who was running for Board of Finance years ago. So I have dabbled a bit in some campaigns and work like that, but nothing on the scale.
You're still a rookie, having great rookie success.
Right, and nothing compared to what I did with the No Tolls movement, which I can't take full credit on. You know me, Todd. It was a team effort. There were so many great, wonderful people throughout the state of Connecticut that got involved. And that leads me to this TCI gas tax. I have to thank your listeners and the people in Connecticut who got engaged once again and made phone calls to their state reps and their state senators. And they're no longer going to bring up the TCI gas tax during this special session. So once again, we have pushed them back and we have, you know, slowed them down and stopped them. So I just want people to understand that their efforts do not go unnoticed. People have to stay vigilant. We have to stay active. That's the key to saving our state. I'm convinced of that. And the true test is going to be this November in the municipal elections, but especially next year when we have an opportunity to get rid of some of these bad apples who serve up in Hartford. And, you know, and our
bad apples, like the governor, bad apples. I like that. I like how you're describing him, Patrick.
it's time for some new change, new leadership in this state, and people, the only way it's going to happen is the people in Connecticut have to get engaged. They have to get involved. I know I plan to.
Well,
be
you see, excuse me a sec. I just want to jump in here because you brought up the thank you to the people who worked to, and ultimately, you're right. This is what it's about. It's about people mobilizing and working together to take control of their government. Now, Connecticut government, over the long term, is out of control. It is plundering. It is wasteful. It is destructive. It is nasty and anti-democratic and anti-American. And it is pro-bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is what Connecticut state government has gotten really good at under all kinds of compassion cover stories. But they're really good at just taking, and using that money to buy votes. This is an evil that must be stopped. And it takes, yes, it takes the mobilization of the people to say, no, we're not going to stand for it. We require some good government going on around here. But it also requires leaders to step up. And there's this interesting kind of dance that goes on. It doesn't make a leader more important. It makes a leader necessary, just as the individual actors are necessary. They need to be led. And you've got a knack for that leadership thing and for articulating a message and for mobilizing popular support. And that's something desperately needed to push back against the plunderers.
Right, right. And I know, you look, there are other leaders out there, too, and we're seeing them begin to emerge with these other grassroots movements that have begun to pop up. You know, Jonathan Johnson from the Libertarian Party, you know, the efforts that he's been doing with the rallies in Hartford, you know, all of these things, as they start to combine and intertwine, this is what's going to, I believe, shift the scales in Connecticut. I think the people in Connecticut are getting fed up, you know, not just with the high taxes, but now, you know, you can't open a newspaper or turn the news on without seeing these spikes in crime that are taking place. So I think the people in Connecticut, I think, are finally tuning in to recognize that these bad policies are affecting our way of life in this state. And if we're going to attract businesses, you know, let's face it, that's the only way to save Connecticut, is to bring businesses in, bring good paying jobs in, get people to work. If we continue down this path, Connecticut, I'm afraid, is going to be, you know, is going to hit the point of no return. So I still feel that we haven't hit that point. We're getting close, but I think we still have an opportunity to save our state.
I think that's right. I think everything you said right there is correct. And the pushback will come from hubris. That ultimately will be the trigger. It is the overreach of the bad guys who get too much power and find themselves unable to resist the forces that live within their movement, that make it impossible for them to say no to their own supporters. And hubris takes control. They overreach. They do stupid things. And I think you're right that their refusal to fix the crime problem, which only takes an undoing of the tweaks they made to those laws to encourage the criminal activity that's going on right now, they can just turn that right around and correct it. And they won't do it because they're afraid of the left wing of their party. They're extremely scared that the woke crowd will come after the elected Democratic officials.
And I have to say, it's very frustrating to watch this majority party, the Democratic Party, when you look at some of their accounts, especially Twitter accounts, and some of the leadership, and you see the tweets that they put out and the arrogance, the condescending, the lack of respect or tastefulness that they put out in there. It just shows that they feel very comfortable. They feel very emboldened, very powerful. And that's a bad situation. It should not be that way. You know, there should be open dialogue. There should be people working for a common goal. But I have to tell you, you know, some of these people, you see the comments they make and you just shake your head and go, how is this an elected official? How is this person voted in to represent the people of Connecticut? It's pretty disgusting, some of the stuff that you see. It's sad to see it.
It is, and that's it reveals how the kind of virtue signaling they have to do to keep their party energy, the extreme left that runs the Democratic Party right now, that's what they're doing, is kowtowing to those bad people who are anti-American at their core and hostile to the American system, pushing all this critical race theory and all that garbage. And the Democrats are speaking up for it because they're scared not to. They're intimidated like everybody else, and it's their own movement. So, Patrick, we've just got 30 seconds. Give us pump up that information you want us to have.
Sure. I just want, you know, folks to continue making their phone calls to their state reps, state senators. The next week is the special session for Ned's emergency powers extension. I think people still have a voice. It's not too late to call them and let them know that it's time to stop emergency powers and bring Connecticut legislators back in and do the jobs that they were elected to do.
Why should there be emergency powers for an emergency that does not exist?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, go look at my latest tweet. You'll see the mayor of Stanford having photos indoors when he's got an indoor mask mandate. Why do we have an indoor mask mandate if the mayor doesn't have to follow it? Come on, people. You know, enough already.
Patrick Sasser, thank you, sir. Good to talk with you once again. We'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.